Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Being led by fear is not being led by the Lord. Being led and motivated by fear will direct you into the wrong place at the wrong time. It'll direct you into failure and destruction and loss. And don't think that you've never done it or that it's not a real issue. It is something every day you have to stay on your toes and watch and examine yourself. Why am I doing this? Here you get all kind of things about, you know, people believe in God and won't go to the doctor. Or people believe God and they won't, you know, do anything else except totally trust the doctor on everything. Well, let's take the not going to the doctor thing. I worked in healing school for years. And so many times people are saying, well, I just believe God. And the issue was they were afraid to go. So they're not being led by the Lord telling them not to go. They're afraid to go and they're being led by fear. They're not in faith about their healing. They're in fear as to what might be found. Are y'all with me now? Staying away from the doctor doesn't heal you. Throwing away medicine doesn't heal you. Does it? No. Faith. Your faith makes you whole, and faith is not afraid to face anything or hear anything. Right? Yeah, but they might give you a bad report. Well, what if they do? You already got a good report in here that you can stand on to change that. Here, he made a decision to go hide this. What he decided to do with the resources God gave him was led by fear. Everybody say, I am not fear led. I am not fear motivated. Now, friend, this is easier said than done. You have to examine your motives. You have to examine your heart every day. Why am I doing that? Well, no, I just decided I'm not going to fly. I'm going to drive. Would the Lord lead you to do that? Or are you just afraid to get on that airplane? How many know what I'm talking about? Well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Are you motivated by fear? Now, notice this. In John 11. See, the moment he made the decision to go hide that thing, yielding to the fear, it is impossible for him to please God in any part of this. Because he's no longer faith-based and faith and spirit-led. He's fear-led. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So doing things in fear, you cannot please God. You cannot receive His best. John 11. Y'all are quiet. Everybody close your eyes and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For helping us.
Reveal to me.
Any fear leading.
Any fear motivation.
Fear-based thinking.
Fear-based actions.
Jesus' name.
John
11, are you there? John 11 and verse 47. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council. And they said, what do we? For this man does many miracles. And if we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and nation. The decision that they made as a council to orchestrate the arrest of Jesus and the trial of Jesus and the scourging and crucifixion of Jesus was based on what? Their fear. We're afraid. Now, did you hear this phrase? If we let him alone. Now, here's another side of fear sometimes that people hadn't thought about. It takes faith to keep your hands off of something. It takes faith to be quiet. Fear has to control it. Come on now, God's talking to a lot of people in here this morning. Fear has to control it. Fear has to know what's going to happen next, and I got to control it. Fear has to drive. Nobody else can drive. I have to drive. That's not faith. Fear has to be in charge. Fear has to control. They said, if we leave him alone, should they have left him alone? They shouldn't have touched him. But they said, no, we can't let this go. We got to do something about this. We got to control this. Parents have to watch this. You're supposed to keep up with your children. But so many folk do it in fear. Got to know everything and got to know every minute and got to know. People are that way with their spouses. Where were you? Who were you talking to? Fear. Friend, you got to understand this. If your child wants to do something, they can. You're not going to be able to watch them 24/7. If your spouse wants to do something, they can. Think about the people that God chose to rear Jesus. Joseph and Mary. Remember them? And when Jesus is 12 years old, remember what happened on that day? They didn't know where he was for a whole day and weren't concerned about it. It was only after that that they began to look for him. They said, go back and read the text and you'll see. I mean, for the whole day, they weren't concerned until it was, like 15 hours or something. He's a 12-year-old. If that had been a lot of people, they'd have been holding the boy's hand. Got to know everything. I have to keep up. I have to know. Well, you're full of fear. You never know what might happen. What if? What if they don't remember to take their vitamins? You got people calling their kids at college 12 times a day. Did you eat your green beans? Did you wear the right socks with that outfit? Pitiful. I said it's pitiful. It's crippling. It's crippling to young adults. And the fear runs all directions. One of the big fears is they're going to grow up and not need me. So I've got to kind of keep my hand in this thing so I feel important and I feel needed. Friend, all of that is displeasing to God, and all of that is open doors to the enemy to destroy and confuse. Can you see why so many problems are going on in so many areas of Christians' lives? Because so much of what they're doing is fear-based, fear-led. Why did you do it? Why didn't you do it? Got to be honest with yourself. Check your heart. Why'd you do that? I'm just afraid if I don't do something, it'll get out of hand. Pastors. Bless their hearts. I've seen so many pastors mess up. Somebody in my church trying to start a Bible study. I got put a stop to it. So I'll get out of hand. What do you mean? Well, somebody, they're having a meeting over there. I'm afraid my people, you're what? Afraid my people may go over there and get messed up. I got news for you. Your people are going anywhere they want to go. And doing what they, and you can stand up and you can rant and you can rave and you can warn and you can do all you want to. And people are going to do what they want to do. God didn't call us as spiritual parents or natural parents to run around scared and try to hear everything and see everything and know everything and control everything that everybody does. He called us to lead. Have a vision. And step out and say, come on, follow me. What if they won't? Then they won't. How are we going to make them? You're not. God won't. You can't. Besides that, who said there was anything wrong with them going to another meeting? Fear-based opens the door to the enemy. Letting fear in pushes your faith out. The more fear you have in you, the less faith you have in you. Look in Galatians 2. I mean, this can happen to anybody. I don't care how long you've walked with God. I don't care what you think you know. Look at what happened to this man of God in Galatians 2. I mean, he certainly knew God, used of God with such amazing miracles. One of the most prominent leaders in the church at the time. And look what happened. Galatians 2 and verse 12. Galatians 2:12. Before that certain came from James, he, Peter, did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself. Now let's just stop right here. He pulled away from a group of people in the church. And he separated himself from certain of their things. Did the Lord lead him to do that? Why did he do that? What did it say? Fearing those of the circumcision. He was concerned about what somebody else was going to think about it. This is not somebody that got saved 3 days ago. This is Peter, who stood up on the day of Pentecost, who's seen people healed under his shadow. And yet, every day is a new day, right? And you have decisions all along. Are you going to believe God? Are you going to get in fear about this?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Fear Not, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804F. That's R804F, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, feed a God.